The Colindale Gazette is the new podcast from Brian and Roger's Dan Skinner.
If you've got a story for the Colindale Gazette, leave a message, and if we like what we hear, we'll get back to you.
I wonder if any of your readers would be interested in this. It's quite personal. I've never told anyone this, but I've never had much luck in life.
So search for The Colindale Gazette wherever you get your podcasts. You won't regret, you might regret it.
Cheese and Pickle.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Brian and Roger by Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here with some good news, I hope. I've got a job interview. I've got an interview for a job, which is the first one I've had in, maybe a year. And it's for something really good, a buyer in a restaurant. Well, you'd buy the food for a very top female chef due to my history in the restaurant game. I've got to really knuckle down and prepare for this one because I've been out of the game for some time. But as a result of getting this news, obviously there's a price to pay, and I've come up with quite a big rash on my scrotum, which is, I'll be honest, it's denting my confidence somewhat. So I need to go and get some cream or something to apply to that to reduce the swelling. But yeah, other than that, I'm looking forward to the interview. I really need to work hard on that. And so maybe you can help me out. Be great if you could. Okay, mate. Hope you're well. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hello, Roger. It's Brian. That's very good news about the job interview, mate. Look, I can give you a hand with that. I had a mate who was in a CID, and he used to do a lot of role play stuff. So I'm happy to do a bit of that with you, mate, to get you prepped, you know, ask you questions about that and, you know, grill you and stuff. That should be good. I'm actually, at the moment, I'm just on to a bit of a business thing, actually. I don't know if you've heard of Max Bygraves, but he wrote a song called Pink Toothbrush, which was a big hit in the early 60s, and I think it was used again for a kids program and something like that. Anyway, I've got another mate who... he bought the rights to some songs written by the Monkees, and he made an absolute killing. He lives in Colorado now. So I'm actually trying to acquire the rights to Pink Toothbrush. I'm beavering away. I've got a few leads. It's actually something I was wondering if you could help me out with. But look, when I come and do the role play, I'll explain all that further. All right, mate. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, mate, I'd love to take you up on your offer of the role play idea. I think that's a really good idea because I've been trying to brush up on my food ingredients and quantities and all the things you need to have at your disposal for a job like this, a buyer, and nothing is going in whatsoever. I suspect it's probably something to do with my chronic confidence at the moment. It's on the floor due to the sort of trauma I've been through over the last year. I think it's all sort of got to me, unsurprisingly. So, yeah, I mean, nothing's going in. I can't remember anything. So the role play would be a great idea. And if I can do anything to help you with regards to acquiring the rights to Pink Toothbrush, I'd love to help. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Yeah, re your scrotum. I think Ophelia might have something for that. She was in Thailand not long ago and she had all sorts of potions and things, which was fantastic. I went like a train. It was unbelievable, actually. But I've also found something online, a role play script online, but it's a military one, but I think I could probably morph it into, you know, food industry questions. It's pretty tough going, but I think it's probably good to go as hard as you can, so when you go in there, it will seem like a duddle. All right, mate. Speak soon. Bye.
Hello, Brian. Roger. Great news. Up for a military-style role play adapted to food buying. That would be very helpful indeed. And the rash is actually going down on the scrotum now, so I think I'll be okay, but I am extremely nervous about this interview. I won't lie. There's no point covering up and pretending I'm not. I am very nervous. Apart from anything, I shall be being interviewed by a woman, and I haven't spoken to very many women on a one-to-one basis in some time, apart from Anne, who's 82 and partially deaf. So it's that presents its own problems. In terms of giving off the right signs or the wrong signs as well. So, all of this stuff is just adding to the stress, I think. Anyway, enough about me. Did you have any luck finding out who owns the right to Max Bygraves' Pink Toothbrush song? Let me know. Okay, mate. Bye-bye.
Hi, Roger. It's Brian. Look, mate, I'm not going to dress up as a woman for this role play. I think that's what you're suggesting. I don't want to do that, mate. if I'm just very, I'm just going to do what it says on this military role play. I think it will be really beneficial, but I don't think dressing up as a woman will be in any way helpful. And I wouldn't do it realistically and it just wouldn't work. I have located the owner to the rights of Pink Toothbrush, and I've tried to get in contact with him, but he's really not playing ball. But I've located where he lives, and I'm guessing a pub that he drinks in. It's in Primrose Hill, actually, in North London. So, yeah. Anyway, I'll tell you more about that when I get to yours. But I'll bring some stuff. I've got some stuff, Linda, beta blockers and Valium and things like that. So don't worry. We'll do the role play, get you in good nick, possibly take some Valium or something before you go in, and just keep calm. Imagine that she finds you really attractive. That always helps me. All right. Cheers, Roger. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. No, I wasn't suggesting that you dress up like a woman at all. But if we could do the role play and you acted like a woman, that would help, because I think it's best to recreate the conditions as much as possible. So if you just put on a high-pitched voice and speak, you know, like a woman, use woman phrases, woman's turns of phrases, and I'll pretend that you find me very attractive, and as you say, that's a good idea. And we'll take it from there. But yeah, but go hard, because I need to raise my confidence, because it's shattered at the moment. It's shattered. And the rash is back on the scrotum, and there's sort of red flecks on it, sort of spotty type things. And there's some sort of liquid in there, I think. So I'm going to have to take something for that. Okay, mate. And it sounds intriguing, re-pink toothbrush. Okay, bye.
Hi, Rog, it's Brian. So I won't dress up as a woman, but I will sound like a woman. The only thing with that is that a lot of the material I'll be saying will jar slightly in a woman's voice, because it's extremely, it's very sort of military-esque, you know. I don't want to give too much away, but it's very, anyway, it should be fine. Sorry to hear about your pussy scrotum, mate. Maybe if I'll bring some of these creams and stuff that Ophelia got for me, because I had some pretty bad rashes when I'm in the straps and stuff. They really can dig in and kill. So I've got some stuff, effectively like nappy rash stuff, you know. And I've got some Valiums and beta blockers and all sorts, which I kept from Linda. So I'll just bring some of that as well, and I'll be able to give you that after the role play. All right, mate. See you soon. Cheers, Rog. Bye.
Hello, Brian. It's Roger here. Listen, I'm sorry for running out on the on you like that, but I think in terms of the role play, I think you're getting a little heavy-handed. I don't think that's going to help me through the interview, because your military style of role play probably a little more extreme than the interview is going to be. It is good that to prepare myself for this, but once again, it's had an immediate impact on my scrotum, and that's swelled up, and I had to run because I didn't want it bursting. I'm not sure what would happen. Anyway, look, I'm going to play you a little recording of that I made of you during the role play, just for your own feedback, really, so you know that if you get engaged to do something like this again, you know how you're coming across. Okay, thanks, mate. See you in a sec. So, yes, I'm all for the robust approach, I think that was a little too robust, and it's had the reverse effect on my confidence. I feel less confident now going into it than I did earlier in the day. Yes, my scrotum's in pain, and I'm worried about tomorrow, I'll be honest with you. Not your problem, though. I'll man up and get in there and give it my all. Thanks for your help, mate. Bye-bye.
Roger. Get out, the fuck. Get out. Okay, hi, Roger, it's Brian. Look, I'm sorry about earlier, mate. It obviously backfired. I thought it would do you a lot of good, but it obviously didn't. But I know you took those pills. And it, you just fucking get in here. Look, I went straight to Primrose Hill and I've found the pub and I've anyway, look, I'm dealing with it. I'm I'm at your place. I'm at Anne's, okay? I'm at Anne's. I've got something in your in the garage. Okay, mate, so just when you get back, if you hear any banging or anything like that, just don't worry, and I'll come back tomorrow morning after your interview, and we should get that all sorted. So good luck tomorrow, and remember to take those pills, mate, and everything should be fine. Shut the fuck up!
Hello, Brian, it's Roger. A few things to say. The interview went very badly indeed. As you know, I was extremely nervous before I went in, so I took one of the pills that you recommended about 5 minutes before I went through the door, and about 10 minutes into the interview, which was going okay, I got an enormous erection. I was wearing fairly tight trousers, and of course this played havoc with my scrotum, which was already sore, as you know. So in the end, I had to stand up and reposition, and she saw the erection and was, quite understandably concerned about that. It was an elephant in the room, so to speak. So I left. I presume I haven't got the job. Came back to Anne's and I thought, that's it, I can't take any more of this. Things have got so bad, I'm going to end it all. So I took the belt off my trousers and I went into Anne's garage to do the deed, what can I say? And I was just stringing the belt up when I turned to see a figure gaffer taped to a chair. And I ungagged him and he told me he was John Sim, and I informed him I was going to kill myself, and he told me not to do it, and he sang to me very soothingly, "I'm a pink toothbrush," and it had the desired effect. I calmed down, I came to my senses, I thought, no, there is something to live for. So I untied him from the chair and he picked up an enormous can of paint and smashed me over the head with it and ran off. I've just woken up again and I think I'm going to do it this time. Speak soon, mate. Bye-bye.
Roger. Roger. Do you know how hard it was to get John Sim back to Anne's garage and tie him up and say to him, if you don't give me the rights to I'm a pink toothbrush, shit might get serious? God, I dragged him for... It took 3 hours of serious manpower. And then in one swift movement, you've just lost him. He is never going to trust me ever again. Christ, Rog. Think about it, mate. Pink toothbrush is an absolute cash cow. It would have made me millions of pounds. Christ. Unbelievable.
You're a pink toothbrush, I'm a blue toothbrush. Have we met somewhere before? You're a pink toothbrush and a pink toothbrush that we met by the bathroom door.
Written by and starring Dan Skinner and Harry Peacock. Produced by Joel Morris. This podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
GreatBigOwl.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.